I'd like to offer some psychological tips on how to cope in uncertain times, such as this with the pandemic and the financial situation occurring, helping you to decrease stress, anxiety, panic and fear. With the latest news of the spread of the coronavirus, there's been an increase in symptoms of stress, anxiety, panic and fear. As we visit the grocery stores and see empty shelves where soap, tissues and toilet paper used to be, we can easily be thrown into a state of anxiety and fear. We fall prey to questioning ourselves. If we are prepared enough, will there be enough? Our basic need is to feel a sense of safety and security. Feeling physically safe includes feeling that our health is not in jeopardy. We have just experienced the coronavirus increase from an epidemic to a pandemic. Our sense of knowing what will happen next is no longer available. Schools are closing, employment's closing, things are changing. The mind wants to know either yes or no. It is uncomfortable with wait and see. In a world that wants certainty, the reality is now thrust upon us that we do not know the answers. According to Helen Keller, there's no such thing as security. It does not exist in man or in nature. Most of us struggle with this reality. But if you tend to be anxious, you may find the reality that we are currently living in unbearable. Panic and overwhelm may be occurring. Some may find themselves using alcohol, drugs, food, electronic devices, porn, etc., as a way of escaping. We are all in this together. You may feel triggered by fear in many ways. Your health, financial situation, family, and relationships. Stress increases our cortisol levels, the stress hormone. The antidote to this is to lower your stress, reset your nervous system, which will increase your immune system, which will in turn will help you fight off any possible illness. So it's most important to find ways to de-stress. So here are some psychological ways to cope in these uncertain times. Number one, tend to your basic needs, like you would a child. Get enough sleep, exercise, water, and eat nutritiously. The gut is our second brain that helps manage your emotions, so it is more important than ever to eat regularly and healthily. 2. Limit your time reading and watching the updates. You want to be informed. However, if you are overly checking, you are only feeding your anxiety. Stop reading or listening to such updates at least 1 hour before bed. Your immune system will benefit more from a good night of sleep than more information to fret over. 3. Sit quietly and observe your breath without focusing on your thoughts. Imagine you are the sky and the thoughts are clouds. Let them float by. Meditation is scientifically known to lower blood pressure, decrease heart rate, decrease stress and improve your immune system. Start with 2 minutes and increase up to 10 minutes, twice a day if possible. 4. Sit or walk in nature, as this has been proven to decrease stress. Use your 5 senses to be aware of the beauty of nature. Attempt to be fully present in your body, rather than thinking about other things. 5. Choose a mindset as you navigate this time of the unknown. You can receive a free 10-minute mind makeover at my website, isabelmcgrath.com. So you can choose to embrace this time as an opportunity for growth. This can be an opportunity to put some of your healthy habits into place, to consciously choose how you want to handle these situations so that you can proudly look back on this time feeling good about yourself. For example, this may be a time that you got to spend more quality time with family, sitting, talking and eating together. Or you learned a new language. Or you experimented with new recipes. Or you took up meditation. Think of what you get to do as opposed to what you are missing out on doing. 6. Perhaps you can think of a phrase, mantra or poem that you may repeat to yourself often to remind yourself that this too shall pass. And no matter what happens, somehow you will have the inner and outer resources to handle it. You are not alone. We are all in this together. In my 25 years counselling, I've been privileged to assist those that have dealt with the troubles in Northern Ireland, those directly affected by 9/11, and many other traumas. From my experiences, I have created the Decrease Anxiety and Stress Guided Meditation, Hypnosis MP3 and CD. In a relaxed manner, I address the fear of the unknown and the lack of control that we all feel. Listening to this will help you de-stress, reset the nervous system and increase your immune system. I have received positive feedback from many that this MP3 has helped them cope tremendously with stress in life. So for further information, you can go to my website, isabelmcgrath.com, product/decrease anxiety and stress. I wish you all inner peace, good health and abundance. If you're having a challenging time, remember I am available for telephone, video and in-person counselling and life coaching. I would love to be of assistance.